Good evening and welcome. Thank you very much for joining the Thursday night Parsha Shir and Chasam Sofer. I have to apologize that my voice is a little bit shot at the end of the week. We're going to have to try to conserve it a little bit. Supposedly I'm davening for the Amid de Shabbos also, so I don't know where that's going to come from, but whatever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give at the right time. So many beautiful Torahs of the Chasam Sofer that I'm so excited to share with you tonight. We have two parshias, so we have double the amount of Chasam Sofer. I just sent it out to the chat. I don't know if everybody saw it, so I will just I'll put it up on the screen because I think most people like when it's up on the screen. So here we go. Can you now see the sheet? You could see it. You could see the sheet. Okay, great. Let's begin. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe achari mos shnei bnei Aaron v'karvasam l'fnei Hashem v'yamus. He begins with a beautiful, beautiful explanation here. Pirish ki chet bnei Aaron haya al shemi aru likanis l'fnei v'mechitzas kedushasam haroi lehem lo holchu bahadraga. So this is a very, very important yisod. Says the Chasam Sofer, what was the sin of the sons of Aaron? They tried to get too holy too quickly. And the Chasam Sofer says, when a person wants to get holy, the only way to really get holy is to do it step by step, little by little, madrega after madrega. So this was bekarva sam lefnei Hashem. They came too close. They wanted to go too quickly into the Beis HaMikdash.
Same thing happened at Har Sinai.
It's not good to take two big steps in Ruchnius. It's not good to take steps that are not right for you. A person has to know where he is and where his next step is. Chazal say that sometimes you have to take a step back. Right? Pa'amim shebitul azeu kiyuma, Chazal say. Sometimes bitul Torah is actually kiyuma Torah. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it was, he saw the light, he hid his face. He didn't want to look. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to get too close. And that's zechus zachalu tunas Hashem yabit. That's a Gemara and brachas and daf dalid. In the zechus that Moshe didn't want to get too close by the snare, he didn't want to look. He didn't want to get too close. In that merit, he was zochu utmunas Hashem yabit. He spoke to God face to face. Was the only prophet in the history of the world that spoke to God face to face because he didn't want to rush it too much. Vehem. Let's skip to the end. Look what he says. Gam kein mashlo hayu ruyim el shiyichu kechala meimus atzmo al kein sivas Aaron.
That's why right away, after the two sons of Aaron died, Hashem commanded, don't come all the time into the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Bizos yavo, listen to his unbelievable pshat in these words. Bizos yavo Aaron al HaKodesh, pirish. Bizos yavo imshu nimshach la'achrov, b'parben bakar. How do you read the psukim? Yikomokom, musav gamkin lamala, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Lamed Beis, that you can dash in a pasuk in front of it or back of it. So let's look at the beginning of Sukkim. Achri mos shnei b'nei Aaron. And Hashem says to tell Aaron, al yavo b'chaleis, bizos yavo al hakodesh b'par ben bakar l'chatos. So the simple pshat is, how can he go in if he has par ben bakar? Says the Chasam, you can learn it backwards also. Al yavo b'chaleis, bizos yavo Aaron. How are you going to get holy? By not coming so much. It says, "Al yavo b'chalis, don't come into the kodesh so much. Bizos yavo Aaron al kodesh. If you want to know how to get into the kodesh, by not getting into the kodesh. The way to get into the kodesh is by not getting into the kodesh.
by realizing what Madrego you're up to, by realizing what your next step is, not trying to rush it to be too many chumras, to run into being too from or to get to Madregas that are not, you're not ready for. Chasim Sofer says that is a recipe for disaster. That is a recipe for it not being real, for you not being to tolerate it, not being able to tolerate it. Everybody has to know what their next step is and not rush it to be somebody who they're not, and not try to become somebody who you're not. So beautiful. He says this a pshat. Pirush, bizos ha-menia shelo yavo b'chaleis al-kodesh, hi ba'atzma ha-bia al-kodesh. Kizchus ha-prisha gori madrisha. If you hold yourself back and don't run forward, you'll always want more. You'll always get to the next madriga. If you get too high, you're not going to want more anymore. If you get too high, you're going to say, oh my gosh, it's too much. It's too much. So it's got to be step by step, madriga to madriga. One little more thing I'm going to accept upon myself. One more little thing. What I like to say, people should accept upon themselves one thing a year. Right? Okay, one thing a month, one thing a year, one thing a week, one thing, whatever it is. But it's got to be Bahadraga. Aaron's sons made the mistake of rushing into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, getting too close. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, and Moshe was scared to at the Sneh. He was scared. He didn't want to rush it. He didn't think he was ready for it. Shlach no biyad tishlach. Who am I? That was Moshe's attitude. That's the attitude we're supposed to have. Slowly, slowly, slowly. I think I once heard one of the Rabbeim DRS, Rabbi Volzin, once spoke at a senior dinner, and he said, Ezehu, he quoted from one of the Achronim, Ezehu Ashir Asamech Bechelko is not only in Gashmias, it's in Ruchnias too. Someone who's rich is Samech Bechelko. Meaning, you look at the Madrega that you have, and you appreciate that, then you're really rich. Appreciate what you do have. Appreciate, of course, you're always supposed to want more. You're always supposed to grow higher. But you also have to appreciate the madriga that you're on. Think about it. Reflect on it. Appreciate it. Know what you know. Go slowly and digest it. And when it's fully digested and you're ready for the next madriga, that's when you go to the next one. But not to rush. Not to always be wondering, oh, if only I was this firm, if only I knew this, if only I was the Vilna Gaon, if only I was this tzaddik, this Talmid Chacham. That's not the way we're supposed to be. We're supposed to know who we are and try to get to the next madriga. Let's continue. Achrei Mos Shnei B'nei Aaron. The Medrash Huvu Kama Ta'amim Lama Mesu. The Medrash quotes a number of reasons why the sons of Aaron died. I once had a Rebbe, you know, the Medrash actually lists 9 possible Averas. That was the reason for Nadav and Avihu's death. 9 Averas. I once had a Rebbe, you know when nobody knows what they're talking about when you have 9 different opinions about what it is. So then Bavadeh, nobody knows what really happened. Everybody's struggling. So the Chasam Sofer says a similar idea. He quotes 3 of them. The Medrash Huvu Kama Ta'amim Lama Mesu. One person said, what's Ches Aleph? Chad Amar Shelo Hayu Nisum. The problem was they weren't married. That was the Avera. They should have gotten married. Tichsev Ubanim Lo Hayu Lahem. Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Chad Amar B'pnei Shenichnasu Shesuye Yayin L'Migdash. They went into the Beis HaMikdash drunk. How do we know that? Because the very next parasha after the death of Adam and Avihu in Shmini is, don't go into the Beis HaMikdash drunk. Samach Liyam Sheikh HaTesht. The Chad Amar, Shehoru Halacha B'fnei Moshe Rabban. They paskin the Halacha in front of Moshe the Rebbe. Says the Chasam Sofer, these 3 sins are all the same sin. Not getting married, being drunk in the Beis HaMikdash, and paskin Halacha in front of the Rebbe. What's the common denominator in all 3? So what he says is, Yesh Lomar, to call Dervei Chazal Echad Heim. All these words of our rabbis are really all one thing. The Yadua She'ein Adam Yachal L'Shar B'Sichlo V'Daito Ad Heichen Magia Kavu Namora Aviv Rabo V'Kavachom V'Kavad Ashchina Ach Im Nosu Isha V'Holid Banim Yuchal L'Shar L'Fi Mashu Mavakesh Akaris Panim V'Kavod Me'ishto V'Lios Kol Yish Sora B'Veso U'Mefrat Mi Banav She'Yinegu Ma'od B'Chvodo Wow. Says the Chasam Sofer, where does a person get the idea of how one is supposed to honor his rabbeim, or how he's supposed to honor his parents, or how he's supposed to honor the Ribbono Shel Olam? Isn't it interesting? I've often pointed out this interesting phenomenon. You have a kid who's in elementary school, a kid in high school. Let's just say that high school is not exactly the age where kids are respecting their parents in the best way possible. I'm sure present company is excluded. I don't mean anybody on this year. I'm sure everybody on this call, all of your high school kids, they mamish, they kiss your hands when you walk into the room. They get down on their hands and knees. They allow you to walk, like the Gemara tells in Kiddushin that some of the rabbis used to. Anyway, I always remarked about this. And I will say that my own kibbutz of aim when I was in high school left a lot to be deserved, left a lot to be desired. It was not outstanding. My own. You know when your own kibbutz of aim changes? The second you have your first kid. The second you have your first kid. You say, oh my gosh, this is what my parents went through for me. This is what they went through for me. The diapers and the carpools and the tuition and everything. Oh my gosh. And when a person gets married, so before you're married, so you're at the top of the world. You do whatever you want, whenever you want. Then you get married, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's another person. I have to worry about what somebody else cares about. I have to worry about what somebody else is doing. I have to respect somebody else, and I want that person to respect me. Says the Chasam Sofer, someone who's not married, someone who doesn't have kids, is by definition going to be mora halacha b'fnei rabo. He's going to be nichnas to beis hamikdash shesuyei ayin. He's not going to have the proper kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he doesn't learn what kavod is. He doesn't remember what kavod he never needed kavod from anybody else. How is he supposed to know how to give it to others? The second you have your own kid, you see how much you pour energy and effort into your marriage, how much effort it takes to pour to have a good marriage. Today was Purple Day in DRS. Purple Day. The Heiliga Purple Day. The day that we try to tell the kids, in the future you're going to be married at one point in time. And you got to better know how to treat your wife the right way. Treat her like a queen. You have to treat your wife like a queen. Says the Chasam Sofer, the three Averis all contributed to the lack of kavod that Nadav and Avihu did not know how to show the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because when you're not married, you'll be shoso yayin and walk inside, and you won't care about your Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. Etc. He says it's all the same pshat. Wow. I believe that this issue of honoring rabbis and honoring parents in our generation, I've said it many times. All you guys have been listening to me spout about this for a long time. This is something that our community, most of the people in our community, do not do a very good job at. We don't understand kavod rav. We don't understand kavod of parents. I think our parents understood kavod of parents a lot more than we do. And our parents understood kavod rav a lot more than we do. I think the Sfardim understand kavod rav a lot better than the Ashkenazim. We're losing this art, and it's very, very dangerous because our kids, because of this, are losing kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one way to teach our kids how to have kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one way to teach our kids how to have kavod to our parents. Only one way. how they should have covered to their parents and their rabbeim. And that's very simply the way we honor our Kaddish Baruch Hu, the way we honor our parents, the way we honor our rabbeim, our rabbanim. Kavod HaRav, it's in this week's parsha. In the Western world, this issue of honoring people is a lost art. It's a lost art. We don't have proper kavod for rabbanim, for parents. We have to work on this. We have to be role models to our children in what real kavod harav is and what kavod to our parents is. We have to work hard at communicating that. And Nadav and Avihu, apparently, since they weren't married, the Chasam Sofer says they weren't able to pick this up. They weren't able to pick it up. Let's continue. Daber, oh, okay, that's enough on Achrimos. We're going to move to Kedoshim. Kedoshim has so many different mitzvahs, so many different things, so many beautiful ideas. Oh. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael kedoshim tiyu. Pirish Rashi, parsha zu b'hakel nemra l'fi sherov gufei Torah teluyin ba. Says the Chasam Sofer, kedoshim tiyu was taught dafka in a large group of people. Kedoshim tiyu was taught dafka b'hakel in a large group of people. Isn't that interesting? The dafka kedusha was taught in a large group. Says the Chasam Sofer, you might think that the best way for a person to get holy is to separate himself from the community, to put himself out on a desert island, not to talk to anybody. Oh, I'm a separatist. I'm holy. I'm meditating on my holiness. I'm growing. I'm being my own person. Look what he says. V'yei shlomer. Alpi mashakasov hachovos alvavos, begodel malas haprishus vahabedidus. Chovos alvavos talks about how a person has to separate himself from society and to be alone in society. What does that mean? Says the Chasam Sofer. It doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean what you think it means. Zok deheleg Chasam Sofer. She'ein ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu lios parush. The precious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is not to go to some far deserted desert island and to be misbaided, to meditate ourselves on the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be separate from society, to be separate from a chevra. Chas v'shalom, zelo yiddishkeit. Zelo Yiddishkeit, the man is not an island. Kilo sohu bira l'sheves yitzara. Man is a social animal. Hashem created us that we should be together with people. And this week's parasha is the famous Chasam Sofer, which we're going to see in 1 minute. One of the most famous things he ever wrote about how important it is for a person to care about his chevra, to be mekayer of his chevra, to try to elevate his chevra, to be someone who's part of a chevron, who elevates them and who cares about them. Ela ratzon Hashem yisparach lios oiv esabrios ulechaber yimoyin lelamdom bina v'haskel b'toras Hashem v'im amnam shememayit b'zeh lahashlem atzmo. Maybe you'll come and say, but if I have to be part of the chevron, I'm not going to be able to grow myself as much. I'm going to be brought down by the chevra. Maybe a person will say, I'm going to be brought down by the chevra. I don't want to associate with the chevra. Says the Chasam Sofer, Afilu hachi hu ratzon Hashem lios oyev abrios she'ayidei zeh mekarven latorah b'chibur uvedevekos zu v'im kavanaso rak letach lezeh. If your kavana is only to elevate your friends and to lift them up and to be part of the chevra and to try to help the whole chevra grow, if that's your kavana by being part of the chevra, oz yeh b'chibur yamanashim v'libo davik b'Hashem, you'll be together with people, but your heart will be on fire. V'afal pichein parash mikol tanuge olam hazeh. you'll be separate from the Tanug Elam Hazeh, v'zeh ha'prishus b'achar Hashem. That's the precious that Hashem wants. Not precious from your chevra, precious from excessive gashmius. V'zeh shebir kam amru, kedoshim tiyu, shetiyu b'prishus, v'nuchalitos shebirishus ha'inu b'didus ha'guf, to take your body and make it separately? No, l'kach nemar, daber el kol adas Yisrael. I know Parshazu Bahakel Nemra. Sheyu Parush. Yeah, to be parished from excessive Gashmius, from excessive Taiva. Avon Mu'urovim B'nei Adam. Batam B'nei Sherov Gufei Torah. Sheyukuyim HaTorah Beguf Tluyim Bazeh. Lil Moda Lamin Lios Mamlechas Kohanim. Unbelievable. Sherov Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba. We have to be Bahakel because. Because everybody else's mitzvahs, all the other gufim of Torah are taller than you. That you have to be spiritually on fire and has to rub off on others. This is the Chasam Sofer's big yisod. Don't worry that they're going to bring you down. If you're on fire, you're going to bring them up. Wow. Wow. And Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to skip one piece, maybe come back to it. Because it's very important. Oh, so many pieces here are very important. Actually, we got time. Let's go in order. Let's go in order. Ah, we're going to come to the one of the most famous things the Chasam Sofer ever wrote on the pasuk. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah. I've said it over many times in this year. Let's see. But first, two more beautiful pieces. Two more beautiful pieces. Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem. You should be kadosh, because I am kadosh. Says the Chassid of Rotzalom. Ki yesh harbe prushim b'chach mi'umas ha'olam. He's talking here about priests and monks and nuns. Right, they have to take an oath of celibacy. The priests and the monks and the nuns. He says like this. By the way, he says there's goyish chachamim who are more separate from gashmius than even the most righteous Jews. Whoa. Whoa. Shots fired. The Amnon, but he says the Goyim's precious from Tanuge Olam Hazeh is totally different than a Yid's precious from Tanuge Olam Hazeh. He says a Goy's precious from Tanuge Olam Hazeh is because he made an intellectual decision that the pleasures of this world are bad. They're bad. They're objectively bad. That's why I'm Pirish. Gashmius is bad. That's the Goyish approach, the religious Goyish approach. That's the oath of celibacy. Because Taivas Olam Hazeh is by definition, even in moderation, is bad for me. Celibacy. Nothing. Fasting. That's the ideal. That's the ideal. He says, V'abnam prishusam me'olam v'tavosam misinasam es'olam l'rov chakirusam ki hakol havel. Hakol havel. Man is created to be a servant and to die like an animal. Says the Chassid Sofer, that's not the Jewish approach at all. We who are attached to the living Ribbono Shel Olam, einonu poshim machmas sinas ha'olam. We don't separate from Gashmius because we hate the world. And we think that the world is objectively bad. Ela oavim esabrios. We love all of God's creations. We love the fruit trees, the apples and the oranges and the food. We love all of that. Ki Hashem oiv esbriosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Ubara ba'olam brios tovos v'ilanos tovos lehanos ben b'nei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made these beautiful fruit trees for our pleasure.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have that pleasure, and we are supposed to have that pleasure. We are positive about that pleasure. It's a good thing. Hashem loves us and wants us to enjoy His world. Ach, onu parshim ad shiur ve'erech yadua lehizdamos HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu kadosh. Why do we separate ourselves? Not because we think that the Gashmius is bad, and a certain amount of Gashmius is good, but we separate ourselves simply to not engage in excess, to hold back. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of Himself and knows how much to do and how much to hold back, we hold back to not be gluttonous, to not be excessive. We love Gashmius, and we should enjoy it. Hashem put it in the world to enjoy it. But we hold back. Why? Kidoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. Not because it's objectively bad. Ad shir v'erech yodua, lehizdamos l'kadosh baruch shu kadosh. V'hainu, kidoshim tiyu uprushim tiyu. Why? Mitam ki kadosh ani Hashem. Al derech zeh pirish rashi l'kama b'sof ha-sidr. V'avdil simen amel yosli. Shelo yomer adam e efshir bebesar chazir. A person shouldn't say, "Oh, pig fe, pig fe." No, a person should say, "Pig gevaldik, pig is amazing." What can I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I'm not allowed to have it. What does this mean? So the way I understand what he's saying, and maybe some of you can give me a different shot, but the way I understand what he's saying is like this: that when a person makes a bracha before he eats, he only eats kosher and doesn't eat not kosher. He's not a novel b'shus hator. He's not a glutton. He doesn't have... If a person takes the gashmius and consumes it in the way the Rabbeinu Shalom commanded, that's the way... That's hider mitzvah. That's gevaldik. That's a person who's enjoying Hashem's world the way Hashem wanted us to. We're not like the guy and we say all gashmius is bad. Chas v'shalom. The gashmius is there for us to enjoy our time in this life. In moderation. In a healthy way, eating healthy, eating with the mitzvahs, with brachas, eating in moderation, eating only kosher, being careful. So this is why the yid separates himself from gashmius. Or when it comes to gilui arayos, so we engage in physical relationships with our spouses. In a holy way, it's called Kiddushin. Ki kadosh ani. Only with someone who it's permitted. And all other women are off limits. The asar la kumeyama kehektish, the Gemara says. We don't look, we don't benefit, we don't enjoy. Not because we think there's not value, meaning not because we think there's no pleasure involved, but we have to do what the Rabbeinu Shalom said. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. This is my rules for you. You should learn how to, in moderation. You should learn self-control, as we're going to speak about a lot. Oh, let's continue one more piece, then we get to the most famous piece, and then we finish it off with an amazing piece. Here we go. Ish imo v'aviv tira'u v'es shabsosai tishmoru. V'chein ba'aseres adibros samach zechiras u'shmiras Shabbos etzel kibudov aim v'halo dovar hu. Isn't that interesting? Says the Chasam Sofer. In two places we have kibudov aim right next to Shabbos. Ish imo v'aviv tira'u v'es Shabbosos ha'tishmoru kabed es avicha v'es imecha. Isn't it interesting that in the Aseres HaDibros and in the Aseres HaDibros and in the Aseres HaDibros and in Parshas Kedoshim we have Kibud Avei right next to Shmir Shabbos V'halo Dover Hu? Sounds like a good kasha. This is a thing. Venerally, says the Chasam Sofer, it seems to me Ki kibud umora avaim, mipnei shehem moli dov.
Why do you have to respect your parents? They brought you into this world. By the way, Kirshner is going to knock your socks off, this piece. This piece is mamish going to knock Kirshner's socks off. Listen to this, Kirshner. Listen to this, Reb Mordechai. He says like this. By the way, I should say, this is actually a repeat. The Chasam Sofer said the same thing a few weeks ago. Kirshner will probably remember when he said it, but let's see. He says like this. Why do you have to respect your parents? Because they brought you into this world. Whoever said bringing you into this world was a good thing? Don't we know, Mutav lo la'adam shelo nivra, misha nivra? It's better for a person that he was never created. So why do you have to respect your parents? Feh! I hate my parents. They brought me into this world where it's Mutav lo la'adam shelo nivra. Look what he says. Ach! Kvar kosev ha-toisvis. Hainu l'klolos ha-oilam. We had this in the Daf Yomi also. That's for most people in the world. Better than they were never created. Avot tzadikim. Ashreyam v'ashrey doyam v'amich kulam tzadikim. But tzadikim to be a yid, to be brought into this world as to be a tzadik and a yid, that's gevaldik. Avot b'shein adam asher yastov v'lo yechta, even though everybody does a little bit of sins, become akum. Imrak mishamer Shabbos. Like the Ramban says in Cain, Hashomer Shabbos, who yichabed over a? Says the Chasam Sofer, if I was only brought into this world to be Shomer Shabbos, that itself would be enough. That itself would be enough for me to mechabed my parents. That I have this chus to be Shomer Shabbos, to be made on the Chiddush Olam. To be able to celebrate Shabbos and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the world, for that alone, it's enough that I could be mechabed Ava'im. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's why we find in two places in Chumash that Kibud Ava'im is right near Shmir Shabbos. Because why should I be mechabed my parents? They brought into this farshtunken world. But this farshtunken world has a Shabbos in it. If the world has a Shabbos in it, so then it's worth thanking my parents for bringing me into this world. What a pshat! What a pshat! V'amech kulam tzadikim. Even if a person sins, if he's only Shomer Shabbos, that enough is a reason to honor your parents. Wow. Wow. Oh. And now I get to one of the most famous Chasam Sofers in all history. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha amar Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'Torah. Yesh l'farish, Rabbi Akiva l'tamei d'darish reish perek ezu neshach, fifth perek above Mitzia. V'chei achicha imach, chayecha koidmin l'chayecha berecha. Rabbi Akiva says, your life is supposed to come before your friend's life. Imkein, kevin shechayecha koidmin, ech efshel l'kai v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. How could you love your friend like yourself? Your life is supposed to come first. Miu, hada chayecha kodmin, that's an inyani olam hazeh. If you have one jug of water in the desert, Rabbi Akiva says, you're supposed to drink it and don't give it to the other guy. Let him die. Chayecha kodmin, that's by gashmius. But by ruchnius, says the Chasam Sofer, your friend comes before you. Your friend is just as important as you. Wow. Says the Chasam Sofer, ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, ze klal gadol b'Torah. It's almost the opposite of what we usually think it means. I thought, you know, I got to give him as much money as me. No. When it comes to money, you come first. You know when you have to love your friend as much as yourself? You have to give from your friend as much time in learning as you take for yourself. This is the famous Chasam Sofer. I always say, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the tshuva says, you're supposed to give your friend 10%. Everybody knows this tshuva. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he's supposed to learn with a guy who's weaker than 10%. What people don't know about the tshuva is, read the tshuva. He's arguing on the Chasam Sofer, who says you should give 100% of your time to somebody else. Whoa. And this is the Chasam Sofer l'shitas of what we said before. How important it is that b'hakel, kedusha is dafka b'hakel, when you're helping other people out, bringing them closer. This the Chasam Sofer is so big on this yisod that it's so important to help other people out. There's another chasm sof. I don't have the time to go into it right now. I've said it over many times. It's the chasm sofer's son quotes from the chasm sofer in the introduction to Tshuvas Yoredeya. Pituche chosam. Hamechasani me'avram asher ani oseh. Va'avram ho'i el goy gadol. Ki yidativ l'man asher yitzav espanav esbeis ha'achrov. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, should I tell Avram about stone? Then he says, of course I should, because why is Avram not zayich to that madriga? Because he was being makar of his whole house. I'm going to give him the whole madriga he would have gotten had he learned on his own the whole time. I'm going to give it to him artificially as if he'd been learning on himself because he spent his whole time being makar of his entire generation. Because the Chasam Sof is l'shitasa in three places. Whatever you could do to lift up your fellow Jew, do it. Whatever you could do. However much time you could do to lift up your fellow Jew, do it. This is the Chasam Sof's sheet on Kiruv. It's just as important as your own learning, according to the Chasam Sofer. Rav Moshe Feinstein says a tenth of your time. Chasam Sofer says even 100% of your time. Wow. Oh my gosh, how am I going to do five pieces in 9 minutes? Why do I feel like I say this every single week? Because I say it every single week. He talks about, in one of the later pieces, he talks about not to be a kanoi, not to be extreme in any one direction. You should follow the middle path. All right. Let's do this piece. This piece is the best of all of them. The next piece. Let's read this piece together. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha b'medrash chad amar Shema Yisrael klal gadol b'torah v'chad amar v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha v'Rabbi Akiva Moshe v'ahavta l'recha kamocha klal gadol yoser mizeh ben azay omer zeh sefer toldos adam klal gadol HaTorah. It's the Chasam Sofer's funny way of saying, this medrash makes no sense. What's going on? So one person says, the most important pasuk in the Torah is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Klal Gadol BaTorah. The next opinion says, no, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, that's a Klal Gadol BaTorah. Rabbi Kiva says, V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha is even a greater Klal. Ben Azai says, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam Klal Gadol BaTorah. This, says the Chasam Sofer, this medrash doesn't make any sense. What does this mean? The Chasam Sofer has such a beautiful pshat in this medrash. I hope Hashem gives me the koiches to be able to give it over to you because I mamish don't even have a voice left over here. So let's try to learn it together. Here we go. Hashem will give the koiches. Let's try to learn it together. Yesh Tafarish. Ki reishis kol asiyas v'kiyam ha-mitzvos hu lahamin b'achduso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shabach ha-banim b'kol ha-amin v'nasa lanu es torasu. V'im chalima inu ma'amin zeh shu me'ikari adas koifer hu be'ikar chalila v'chol ma'isa v'kiyam mitzvosav kilohu. L'chein, Shema Yisrael klal gadol b'torah. Okay, that's easy. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's the foundation of everything. That's easy. U'mosif alav. But then the next opinion adds on to the first opinion by saying, what's the next step after Shema Yisrael? Ki ikar kiyam ha-mitzvos tehei shelo al menas l'kabel pras. We're not supposed to do the mitzvos for the reward. Rak yavod mi'ava kiben la'av b'lishum tashlumin. Not looking for any payment. V'zeh v'ahavta s'shem al-kecha b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha afilu no telas nafshecha k'depir shu razal. Nefesh daika filu yeda sheyered legehenim machmas avodas Hashem Yisparach lo yanichei milavod me'ava. Kavachorim that we're going to get Gan Eden for it, but even if we were going to get Gehenim for serving Hashem, we should serve Him anyway out of love. Wow, that's a pretty sharp lashon. Even if you know you're going to get Gehenim for it, okay. V'zeh kavana ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Okay, that's number two. What's number two? serve Hashem out of love, not for any compensation, not for any reward. Very important klal number two. Good. Uba Rabbi Akiva Omosif, afilu mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiro, shehema mitzvah sichlios. These are mitzvahs that make sense. To be nice to your friend, to not say lashon hara, it's bad for the world, to not steal. These are mitzvahs that, what do I need the Torah for this for? Why do I need the Torah to tell me not to steal, to be nice to somebody, to judge people favorably? What do I need the Torah for? So he says, Shelo yasa osam rak machmas shakadosh baruch hu tziva osam. Says the Chasam Sofer Rabbi Kiva is adding that mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro, a person should engage in, not because they make sense, but because Hashem commanded them. V'lo machmas shaseichel mechayev. V'zeh kavanas haposak. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem. Sheteo v'schaverecha loy machmas shaseichel mechayev. Yanshu ben adam kamocha. Elo ani Hashem shetziva b'kach. V'zeh v'ahavta l'recha kamocha kla goda batar. Ben Azayoymer Zez. So the point number three, the Medrash is saying that even in the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, there's an aspect of Ben Adam L'Makom. Because you're not supposed to just be nice to your friends because it makes sense, because that's the way the world needs to exist, but because I said so. He's going to explain this in a minute. But what's the fourth shot? Ben Azayoymer Zez Sefer Toldos Adam. Klal Godol Batorah. What? Ze Sefer Toldos Adam Klal Godol Batorah. What in the blazes does that mean? Ze Sefer Toldos Adam. This is the book of the generations of man. That's a Klal Godol Batorah. Says the Chasam Sofer Meir Dika Pshat. Yisparish Gamken Apimad Isa Shem Bemedrash Rabbah. Derabbanan Amrei Afilu Sargulo Shel Sefer Adam Arishon Lamdo. When Adam Arishon learned Torah, the Medrash says, he even learned about the margins of Torah. Sargel is like a ruler. A margin. Shnemar Zez Sefer Hu V'Sargulo. Hainu Sirtut. Ki Acharei Shekim Adam Tariag L'Shem Shamayim Me'ava Tzarech Hu L'Yasher Sichlo U'Maisav Al Eiz Ofen Yas HaMitzvah Shelo Yachmir Yosem Yidai. He shouldn't be too machmir. Shlo yava yidei chumra kula, because every chumra is a kula, like Rabbi Willig says. Yoser lo yosef lo yigareya. Don't add to Torah, don't take away. Al tehi tzadik harbe, v'al tirsha harbe. Don't be too much of a tzadik. Don't go outside the margins. Ze sefer told us Adam. After you believe in Hashem, after you do the mitzvahs only for love, and after you do the Benam L'Chaveiro, then you got to remember, don't go outside the margin. Zeh Sefer Tol, a Sefer has margins on the two sides, and it has lines. Don't be too much of a tzaddik, don't be too much of a rasha. V'haser satan milfanenu me'acharenu. Whoa. What does that mean? We say it in Ma'ariv every night. Take away the satan from in front of me and the satan from the back of me. What do you mean, take away the satan from in front of me and the back of me? The satan in front of me, that's the obvious satan. That's the satan who says, don't be a rasha. That's the satan who's in front of you. But you know who the satan who's behind you, you can't see? That's the satan who says, be a big tzaddik. Be a big tzaddik. That's also a satan. Al tehid tzaddik harbe. Like we spoke about earlier. Don't jump too many madrigas too quickly. Don't be like Nadav and Avir. You wanted to be a tzaddik harbi, too much of a tzaddik. Like we spoke about earlier, don't run into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Don't be such a kanoi. Don't think you're such a tzaddik. That's the satan me'acharenu. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? The satan me'acharenu is telling you, what do you mean? You're the Rosh Kol B'nei Agoyla. Sach HaKol, in your lifetime, you studied 50 Blad Gemara, you're ready the Vilna Gaon. Al tehi tzadik harbe. V'gam lefamim shechau shev lasus mitzvah. Sometimes a person's intending to do a mitzvah. Uba ayidei zeh la'averos chamurus. You think you're doing a mitzvah, you end up doing harbal averus. V'amru zal gemar says in Sota, Hashom or chosav ba'olam hazeh, zochav aroa b'shuasa shal ha'kadosh baruch. Remember, v'sam derech. V'sam derech erenu b'yesha elokim. If a person evaluates his ways in this world, he'll be zochav to Hashem Yeshua. Hinei, zeh ha'sefer Torah halacha l'moshe misin ha'shetzarech sirtut. A Sefer Torah needs lines. You ever see in a Sefer Torah, there's lines. There's indentations. There's lines that you write on. And there's margins on the side. Kedei lichtov al asirtut kishura, so that you write straight. V'lo ye'echad amalam en asirtut olamata. When you write a Sefer Torah, it's got to be straight. You can't write some letters above the line and some letters below the line. You can't do that. Gam tzarech sirtut mi'imino o mi'smolo, on the right and the left. Kedei shelo yitrav chutz l'shita lo mi'imin v'lo mi'smol. V'zem merumaz lanu asargol v'asirtut shel Sefer Torah. Sha'akayim mitzvosav. If you're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs of the Sefer Torah, stay between the lines. Don't try to be too much machmir. Don't try to be too much mekel. Stay within the lines. Don't go up and don't go down like a Sefer Torah. By the lines. Yehi mesudar miyushav. Bahaskel v'das. You have to say Shema before this man kriya Shema. In some things, you got to be like a yeki. Don't be too much like a yeki. But in some things, you got to be like a yeki. Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg wrote a beautiful piece this week that I enjoyed very much. I don't want to get into the details of it because I'm going to get myself in trouble, but one thing he wrote there is that Rav Usher Weiss spoke in the Boca Raton Synagogue in Florida, and he said something very, very similar that I heard a bunch of years ago. I heard this by Yehuda Williams's Ufruf. Yehuda Williams's Ufruf, Rabbi Pelkowitz was there. Zecharonu Levracha. Rabbi Pelkowitz quoted from Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, who said something very, very similar to Rav Usher Weiss in Boca, and Rav Ephraim Goldberg Shlita quoted it this week in his message, his weekly message. That you should daven like a chassid and learn like a litvak, and you should be medaktik b'mitzvos like a yeki, and you should have the love of Eretz Yisrael like the tzionim, and you should mix together, and you should have, you know, the hiddur mitzvah of the Hungarians, and you should have the passion of the chassidim. Everything that's what Yiddishkeit is. So you need an element of pintlichkeit. You have to be medaktik b'mitzvos like the Germans. You can't say the Shema 1 minute after the Zman Kriya Shema or 1 minute before the Zman. You can't go above the line or below the line. Lo yifne chutz loy lamala min hashita v'lo yalav Yosef ala mitzvah v'lo leirid lamata min hashita l'hakil l'lazalzel v'lo yitchav chutz l'shita lo miyamin merami shalo yachmir Yosef, don't be too machmir. This is the Chasam Sofer talking here. V'lo yigara v'yivchos hainu l'smol v'ze amar ben azai. Zeh Sefer told us Adam, that's the biggest klal of all of them. D'kai al asirta ch'malamed lano al yoser, yosher asiyas ha-maisim al tzad ha-yoser tov. Klal gadol yoser mikulam. That's the biggest klal. V'nikasha l'adam ma'od l'haskil l'liyash ha-maisiv tamid kol kach imlo b'yishuasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the hardest one of all of them to do. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep you within the lines. Hu yases shalov HaKadosh Baruch Hu yaskileyu v'yisayeyu. If you do your bit, you try to be shomar chosav. Ah, kigon kevin shekavanasa l'shem shemayim. V'zeh hashomar chosav. A person that looks at his ways and evaluates them and tries to keep his ways between the lines. Zoche v'roa b'shivasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemisayo leida l'yasher derochav. That's a misprint. Shelo yikashel b'shum davar v'kal lahavin mishir ma'on. It's a quote from his son Sefer, or his grandson Sefer, Mishir Ma'on. What a beautiful pshat. All of Yiddishkeit is about Shema Yisrael, Avas Hashem, serve Hashem l'shma, v'haftal recha kamocha, should also be from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Zes Sefer told us Adam, don't try to go out of the lines. Stay within the lines. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that each of us should have the wisdom and the siyata d'shmaya to know what Hashem wants from us, to not try to go too fast, to stay within the lines, to be part of Am Yisrael, to elevate all of Am Yisrael, and to be strong in our own convictions in all of these matters. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you for the Shabbos.
I have a random question. So you said that your friend's Rukhmias takes place over yours. So if there's like one Sidur left, or like one Gemara left, and like the whole Shul, should you give it to like your friend?
It's V'haftal Arecha Kamocha. It's a very good question. Kamocha. It's not that your friend is more important than you, but he's as important as you. So I don't know. You should share. You should share this.
Yeah. Share. Okay. Thank you, Rabbi Kamensky. Mm-hmm.